a gummy. Leo, the author, of course, Confessions of an Illuminati, Part 1 and 2. And what other books have you put in the last few years that are available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble? These are really what I call, if you're listening to the program, and I'm very highly selective on the guests, they have to teach me and teach our audience and bring them to a higher level of understanding, because without wisdom, we can't survive the future we're facing. So, Leo, what other books do you have? And then we're going to get into lots of history. And sure. We have the latest news on all kinds of things. Bill Clinton, Jerome Perez, the great debate and analysis. And, of course, Comey at Congress, which was a circus. It was ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, that was truly ridiculous. In any case, let's start by saying that the books that I have at the moment in the English language are free, volume 1 and 2 of my Confessions, where you will find a lot of inside documentation on the New World Order and also detailed description of what we define as the Illuminati network, this network of secret societies. Of course, not strictly inherent only on to the Illuminati order of Adam Weishaupt, but with a much more wider approach to all those secret societies that have declined from what was their previous role, which was to be mystery schools that were there to perfection mankind and are now instead conspiring to enslave mankind. Apart from that, I have also Pope Francis, The Last Pope, ? Which is a book in which I actually talk about Shimon Peres at one point, mentioning his key role in the One World Religion project, because he himself also a couple years ago went to the Vatican to talk with Pope Francis and participate with a rabbi, an imam, and a priest in a common reciting of their main prayers, which ended up with the Christians being fooled by the Muslims, because the imam actually recited the prayer against all the infidels, which included, of course, the Christians.
Yeah.
So, just to give you a general idea of the books that I have out there, which are available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Yeah,
I would like to focus, of course, on the death of Shimon Peres, because I think that his role has been a key role in the last since the Second World War up until now. With the figures that are still alive, like Henry Kissinger, he has definitely been one of the main people in charge of this new world order.
Yeah, now, Shimon Peres, by the way, came up quite a bit in the writings. Barry Chamish. Barry was a journalist. He's originally from Winnipeg, Canada. He's an Israeli who fought in the IDF 1982 war. He actually wrote so many, we call exposure pieces, that the Israeli government and the Mossad tried to kill him 3 times in Israel and have tried here in America. Barry's a good friend of mine. He is one of the top journalists in the world, and he released a lot of information about Shimon Peres and some of the evil things that this guy has done over the years, too. So I'm sure you're going to expose some of those. And I'd like to cross-correlate it, because I'll bring Barry back on in the next few weeks. Tell us all about Shimon, because this guy has been an architect on the side of Israel, but he's done some really, what I call, globalist things. In fact, he's collaborated with the Vatican to try to transfer a lot of properties and sacred sites to the Vatican from the Israeli state. It's kind of strange, isn't it?
Well, of course, Pope Francis was probably one of the first worldwide leaders to send a note to the Israeli state, to the family of Shimon Peres, because they really have a lot of projects together, even until recently. And of course, Shimon Peres' funeral might really become that moment which we were expecting in September. Actually, now it's going to become, of course, November, but I think that the funerals will take place pretty soon, which will get all the religious leaders and also the government leaders at a worldwide level to come together to Israel and to arrive to Israel. And another interesting thing is the location where he's going to be buried, the Herz Mountain, which I don't know if you know about in Israel.
Well, where is that mountain located? Is it near Bethlehem?
It's very important because it's actually the place where it resides one of the most important Masonic lodges in Israel. So.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
You know, of course, Shimon Peres was trained as a young man by a Jesuit. So this is a Jesuit-connected Israeli. People don't know there's a lot of connections with Jesuits, even with the rise of Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong's masters through the British were Jesuits.
Yeah, of course. But going back to the Mount Herzl, because I think you pronounce it Herz or Herzl. I mean, the pronunciation of it.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
You spell it H-E-R-Z-L.
Herzl, Mount Herzl. H-E-R-Z, Herzl, yeah. I think there's even a newspaper or a journal or something by the name of Herzl.
Yes, and also there is, to my knowledge, I'm just checking out to make sure, right in that area, a very particular Masonic monument, which is actually being built there. Actually, yes, it is right there. I'm pretty sure it is there.
What's the symbology behind it, by the way? I'd like to get you on with my son sometime, Matthew, who's on the first hour on Friday, because he's an expert in symbology and a lot of these things that you are too. But
the interesting thing about Mount Herzl is that definitely it has been the base of one of the most influential lodges of Freemasonry. I actually talk about it myself in my book that is coming out in January.
That's the Part 3 book, right? Well, what's the name of the lodge? Because I want people to get a perspective here. The ancient lodges of Sumer and Egypt and before that Mu and Atlantis, which goes back 30 to 40,000 years, these were the universities of the time. Now, they combined what we think esoteric knowledge with science. So they had anti-gravitonic technology, had all kinds of things that in our public sphere, at least Tier 1 science, it's not publicly available to the people. They had top power systems, ley line research, and all kinds of stuff that goes back many thousands of years. They had a knowledge on a level that is sequestered to the secret orders. And you're right, a lot of the secret orders, like the one that I had belonged to 2 months before I even started medical school, Phi Sigma, is totally humanitarian. It's designed to try to stop disease, heal, and they select the very best and brightest and then try to foster and move them forward into the right position so they can actually have the financial and the technical resources to find the cause of illness. In fact, I was tapped up by the dean of medicine. So you need to understand here, everybody has this idea that secret orders are all evil. It's an attempt by mankind. Now, some of them were perverted and became blatantly satanic and evil. Many of them were just kind of educational, like our Phi Rho Sigma was trying to get people to find the cause of illness and disease. But people need to start grasping. There were orders also, like the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, that Donald Trump belongs to. And he has a little bit of a fixation on Apollo, because I think Donald has a touch of Asperger's autism, which is probably why he has political potty mouth and he has inappropriate answers. I watched the debate this morning between Hillary, but a dialogue between him and O'Reilly. Now, O'Reilly is very intelligent, but he can sometimes be aggravating. He interrupts his guests more than anybody, even more than me. And O'Reilly was trying to point out to him that you need to improve your performance because his performance was not up to speed. And I'm a Trump supporter. And you can see that this man, I can diagnose Trump, he has Asperger's syndrome. He has a problem with a disconnect to his bit of social brain and kind of knowing when to not say something or to say it more appropriately. But people need to understand he has a fixation on Apollo. But the man is a good man. And as soon as people automatically hear that they're in a Masonic or in a secret order, they automatically think that they're evil. That's not the case, is it?
No, that's absolutely not the case.
There's a tectonic fight. In fact, the fight in the Second World War was between the Masonic orders that were supporting Adolf Hitler and the ones that tried to expunge or even execute the Masonic order members. People need to grasp this.
Now, it's very important here that we go back to where we were so we can actually describe this. There is a division between Freemasonry. The one that was supporting Adolf Hitler here was actually the one closest to the Christian form of Freemasonry, of the ancient Prussian Empire. When it comes down to, we were going to talk about this lodge in Mount Herzl and why actually it's called Mount Herzl, because it takes its name from Theodor Herzl, which is the founder of Zionism and one of the biggest Freemasons in Israel. I mean,
right.
Theodor Herzl is a very key figure. Also, we find other key figures of Zionism buried in the same location. So Mount Herzl, for this reason, has a strategic importance, and also has this importance after death. In regards, there was even a Jesuit cardinal. I don't know if he eventually was buried there, who before dying, and he was the one who was behind the plot to install Pope Francis. Right. I talk about him in my book, Pope Francis, the Last Pope, is Carlo Maria Martini. He wrote in his wishes that he would like to be buried there himself, and he's a Catholic cardinal.
Now, isn't that interesting? Now, so, here's an interesting fact, and I want to throw this fact out because you provide a wonderful contrast to it. I have a lot of contacts to the Jewish communities in New York and New Jersey. In fact, some years ago, I was trying to ask to have one of them teach me, when he said we're closer to Harry Potter and wizards and so on. But the real point is, the vast majority of American Jews that are ultra-Orthodox or rabbis, they don't agree with the State of Israel. In fact, they think unless Messiah comes back, you can't even have a State of Israel. And this is in direct opposition to the Herzl people and the Masonic people that are tied to the Vatican and the globalists, yes, that want to have a State of Israel that really returns to the land, not as a religious thing or as a thing where Messiah shows up, but as a thing, well, we just want to reestablish the state. And there's a big difference here between these different groups of, you want to call Jews or Hebrews, and the globalists. A lot of the Jews in America and New York and New Jersey, they think this is an obscenity. They do not agree with the State of Israel at all, which is interesting.
Of course, Theodor Herzl for them is an enemy, because the founder of Zion is the direct opposite of this kind of people. He was the one who instead, and also with the help of families like the Rothschilds, who of course financed economically, right, Zionist movements, were then able to found the State of Israel. And then another important point in the foundation of the State of Israel was a document that was written down by a guy called Oded Inon, who basically kind of gave the vision of a great Israel for the years after that. It became the strategy of Israel in the 80s and after that. I mean, the project that this guy Inon, this Jewish guy, very important guy within the Zionist movement, had was to kind of continue the colonization that was already had been part of those same areas, but in the hands of the British empires earlier on. So basically kind of an expansion of the Israeli state instead of actually staying within the borders. That's really what is creating the problems these days, that there is an expansion of the Israeli state.
Yeah, and there's not only an expansion, there's a collaboration with the NATO and the globalists to create a buffer of destroyed nations around it, so they basically become the prescient controller. Even if they don't take over, yes, the territory, they control, yes, these true, shattered nations like Syria,
that
Libya.
That was apparently outlined in secret with the project of Inon as a strategy, so then they could never really become a threat.
Right, and of course right now the big threat is we, unfortunately through Obama, have given nuclear weapons and missile technology to Iran. And Israel is the third nuclear power, and they're not going to tolerate Iran potentially targeting. So I expect in the next, say, 5 years, Israel to take out the Bashar reactor, which is a very damn large reactor, put there by the Russians. The contract was in the early 70s. And you're going to see most of the western parts of Iran become a radioactive wasteland. And Israel can certainly do it on their own, because we've given them tanker bombers to go that distance. They have all kinds of advanced technology, and the Israelis are not going to tolerate Iran with a nuclear weapon or missile systems. It's not going to happen. And what I see happening is we've got a secular state, and Barry Shamish has laid it out very clearly. And he's not a super religious Jew. He's made it very clear that the State of Israel was set up with kibbutzes and so on, kibbutzim, to be basically a communist state, a state basically that social communism that is secular and agnostic, although they tolerated these ultra-Orthodox Jews who were never in the army, and they tried to push it several times over the last 10, 20 years, but it's never going to happen. They're not going to get any induction of these. You know, the only population of Jews that are expanding, have more than one kid, are the ultra-Orthodox, and they're not involved with the army. And people don't realize that Israel is a kind of amalgam of all kinds of different groups, including LGBT, gay, lesbian. It's got one of the largest gay, lesbian communities in the world in Tel Aviv. And ultra-Orthodox Jews, and then these secular agnostic communists, and then globalists like Bibi Netanyahu and Lieberman. It's a strange amalgam, isn't it?
It's a strange amalgam, but it also has not only negative connotations. We also know that it's one of the most stable and most civilized countries in the area.
Oh, yeah, of course, compared to Islam. Islam is a vile geopolitical system of hell. There's just no way you can have a reasonable country, and there's no way to do regime change and do nation building with Islam. It's not consistent. You can't do it.
The problem with Israel is that they use the technique, which of course has been there for many many centuries, even for thousands of years, of always going into the attack instead of receding and being then threatened on their own border. So you see, Israel for that reason has developed the nuclear weapon. It was really important for them in order to develop that nuclear arsenal that makes them different from any other country in the Middle East, to then have a very to have a key ally that could give them those elements that are required to create.
Right. They're part of the cabal of LBJ that actually assassinated John F. Kennedy.
No, Israel, but they made a deal with Norway. They made a deal with Norway because that's the place, as you know, where the heavy water for making the nuclear the nuclear weapons. And so they had to actually conspire in secret. And one of the biggest bases of intelligence agents from Israel in Europe is actually in Oslo. And also the B'nai B'rit, one of the most influential lodges, is in Oslo. What is the B'nai B'rit?
Isn't that interesting?
The B'nai B'rit, which I described in detail in Volume 2 of my Confessions, is their own form of Freemasonry, restricted to people of Jewish descent. And this was done in response to a time in which in Freemasonry some lodges, the ones that after supported Hitler, that were the more Christian lodges, and don't let the Jews in. Actually, still in Northern Europe, the Swedish Rite, which controls the Grand Lodge of Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Iceland, and part of Finland, and so on, and also is present in Germany, doesn't accept Jews in their lodges. But what did the Jewish people do? Very cleverly, as usual, some Jewish transformed himself in a Christian, became a crypto-Jew, and then ascended to the mastership of their of these
elites. That's clever, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually had a direct experience because at one point I met this girl who was the daughter of this guy who was had been a grandmaster and who was Jewish, and she told me, we just changed the religion so he could become grandmaster of the Swedish Rite here in Norway. So, I mean, of course, there is crypto Jews, but there is also, we were talking about Mount Herzl. There is also another mountain which is very important, where there is also another very influential lodge in Israel, and it's the Mount Carmel, the Masonic Temple of Haifa in Israel, which is also very, very, very influential. And I talk about the links with U.S. Freemasonry and with certain obediences, especially the Grand Lodge of Colorado and those Grand Lodges who seem to be closer to this mondialist creed, which are also all co-participating in what is this preparation for the Temple Mount project.
Yeah, and of course, if you look at the research on the Temple Mount, it's pretty evident that the Fortress of Antonius is not the location. It's below at the Springs of Gihon. When we come back, more with Leo Zugami, tying everything together, explaining what the modus and the structure behind the New World Order is and why they're moving in a certain way with a certain strategy. Back in a moment. You provide a lot of...
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Let's talk with some of the other topics that we have in our list today. We have, of course, the story about Bill Clinton. I'm going to not steal your thunder. We have stories about Mr. Comey. This is a real circus, Mr. Comey's response to the people at the Congress. Let's start with Bill.
Well, Bill seems to not be very well. It was quite clear when he started appearing in front of millions of viewers and also in front of the various audiences that were joining Hillary in her campaign that he was not very well. I mean, it's pretty clear. I mean, I have seen dozens of AIDS victims, and they seem to all look the same before they actually get into their terminal stage. And that's very sad. But it seems like Bill Clinton really has AIDS. And this news is starting to pop up gradually,
right?
Because it seems that next month or the month after, a famous escort, a famous prostitute that he was involved with directly, will bring out this information in a revealing book. What is your take on this as a doctor?
Well, the first thing is the medical profession, in many cases, does not want to cure or heal disease. The current drug, for example, for hepatitis C costs more than $10,000 a month to take. I have protocols that can reverse a lot of illnesses, including AIDS. I can literally turn it off and make your DNA copies disappear. So the idea that it's a monumental problem or it's a big problem, Bill Clinton, I would help him if he would come clean on all of his, not only sexual escapades, but the crimes that they've committed over the past three decades. The same way as
but
Hillary.
Also, do you think that this information that is coming through now?
Oh, I'm sure it's correct. I mean, anybody that's sexually as active as this guy is going to come up with multiple sexually transmitted diseases. Often in the past, when I would test people, because I would test far more than the average doctor or specialist. So when I worked with the immunology people, like Immunosciences in Los Angeles previously, in Beverly Hills with Dr. Aristo Vujadani, who got his original training at Bar-Ilan University in Israel and later UCLA, I started doing research with him 36 years ago. So I can tell you, having a background in rheumatology and immunology in medical school 40 years ago, I would test him for everything. He'd have probably testing for chlamydia, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, and all kinds of different pathogens, including various different subforms of fungi. Most people don't realize there's hundreds of thousands of different substrains of fungi that can be lethal or sublethal, and they can be stealth pathogens. It's almost certain that Bill Clinton is dying of AIDS, but he also probably has other co-pathogens because he's super sexually active. He's a sexual predator. And,
now, we should try to get on the show Darwin Porter and Danforth Prince, who have released this book, Bill and Hillary, so this is the thing called love. I think it would be very good to have them on the show.
Now, the problem, people have to understand where AIDS came from. When I did a talk in March...
Well, it came from the government, and it was approved by Ronald Reagan, so that was pretty clear.
Yeah, well, let me give you the background. In 1997, March 16th, I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland to speak to the private board of the doctors and scientists at Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland. And I had two talks I gave them over a period of 3 hours. One was on fetal tissue transplantation for reversing things like Parkinson's and diabetes. And I talked about all the cutting-edge research, which I presented in 1992 and more, to the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technologies to the Canadian government, which is part of their national archives. And I presented also a paper on the Super Soldier program, because when I got recruited to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository, I was going to do a PhD, neuroscience PhD, and a neurology residency under Dr. Wallace Tortelot at the VA hospital and at UCLA, and he had a limitless budget. He had one machine put in his office, which is a custom CT scan implanter, custom made for him, that cost over $23 million. He also had a mock-up of an F-14 fighter with a Megatronic helmet cooled with liquid nitrogen to convert thoughts to directly onboard commands, and he wanted me to work on four projects on the Super Soldier program. So I presented a lot of classified information that I had obtained not only there, but also had presidential-level security clearance to work at U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense and a lot of Tier 1 projects. Now, after I did my talk, you have to understand, they plunked down a box in front of me with three projects. One, the AIDS virus was actually created in the lab. And it was smuggled out of the Basel headquarters of the World Health Organization and given to me by doctors that were there at the board. The second was the vaccine to create sterility by attacking the placenta, HCG vaccine, which they discovered just 2 years ago in Kenya by the Catholic Doctors Association. So when we come back, I'll talk about this more, because you have to understand the connection. The global government are creating super plagues to kill us and sterilize us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing.
Medical report. Leo, I don't know if you're available right after the show. We can do kind of a recap for 10 or 15 minutes or another day like tomorrow at an earlier time because I think it was a 9-hour time difference. I think we started.
It's getting to be late here.
Right, so how about tomorrow? Well, we would do it earlier. What I would say is email me or Skype message me early in the morning, and because I'm muffing up really early. Sometimes it depends on how energized or insomniac I am. But I'm often doing research in the middle of the night. In fact,
I wanted to comment for our listeners on a very interesting lawsuit which has been filed by Janice and Gregory Kane, the latter of whom is an attorney. Mm-hmm. And you should go and check today's Daily Beast.com.
The Daily Beast, okay.
Yes, yeah. Because they are basically suing they're suing Donald Trump, saying that he's a member of the New World Order and the communists and communism is a fiction created by the Illuminati. I mean, it's like this is becoming really absurd. This whole election.
No, I mean, how would they think that if you file a suit, it lends truth to this theory? First off, we now know that everybody knows that, and this is a fact. Okay, whether you want to like it or not. It doesn't matter whether you're in Egypt or Russia or anywhere. No one advances to higher level in any political order anywhere, or even in the military or even medical systems, unless you belong to some other, either white or dark, secret order. That's just the facts.
Okay? But also another crazy thing. I mean, to actually say that Donald Trump is a member of the Communist Party, I mean...
No. These are all crazy things. Again, this is more disinfo-op garbage.
Yes.
You know, what you see is what you get. Okay, Donald Trump is a really good businessman, and I'm going to describe him medically and tell you exactly. Firstly, he's much healthier than usual. He's about 30, 40 pounds overweight. He has a dyslipidemia, which means he's probably pre-diabetic, but he may not be hyperinsulinemic. You see the way he zips around the country. This guy is an unusually healthy 70-year-old. Number two, he's a member of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, and his dad was. So he's a high-level Masonic order, but they're of what's called a white order, which means they want to do right or do good. A lot of these were the same kinds of people that founded the United States and wrote the U.S. Constitution. People need to get that, okay? What we have here, though, is he's a narcissist, so he's an egomaniac. He also has Asperger's autism, which means he has political potty mouth and his mouth can run ahead of him. He's above average intelligence, but he's not a genius. But he does know how he has a talent in knowing how to surround himself with people that can be advisors. The only problem is that some of the advisors he's already surrounded himself with are globalists. For example, Rudy Giuliani, he had to be part of the cover-up of 9/11, which he just recently did another video. I presented in 2007 data I've been collecting for years trying to do radiological studies of the World Trade Center debris. And I'm one of the primary whistleblowers for the fact that it was a 9/11 was a demolition. In fact, I managed to get a contact from a Finnish munitions expert in 1998, and I have 35-page documents still over my website, Clay and Iron. And people have to understand, it was a self-inflicted wound. Now, the fact that the Congress has literally knocked out the veto by Obama is wonderful, because this summer, Saudi Arabia, the King of Saudi Arabia, and remember, these are Wahhabist Muslims, said it straight, and they actually told the truth, that 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound by America on itself. So Donald Trump is a good guy. Now, he has some defects. One of them is, all over his apartments and so on, he's a very wealthy guy, very highly driven, a little bit manic. He has pictures of Apollo. He's got this kind of Apollo fixation. He's got an Apollonic thing. That's just his mental, that's how he's put together. The fact is, if Donald gets in, and he has good advisors, and he has good points in terms of all of his plans, he's going to help the nation. He's a junior Christian. He's not an anti-Christian. He's not a Satanist. He's not a communist and all this foolishness. He is
definitely
a capitalist. These ideas are that we're going to file a lawsuit and therefore it's going to lead frivolous lawsuits. Like, come on. There's this thing called Dirt for Dollars with Hillary and her people. They got $2.5 million in the kitty.
The crazy thing here is, for a listener to understand, that the Daily Beast that we know is very followed in the U.S.,
followed by who? Who's following it?
Well, by the Democrats, of course.
Yeah, okay, of course. I call it the demon crap. How's that demon crap?
Yes. But of course, if you call it the Daily Beast, you are a Satan,
right?
I mean, yourself. So, that's clear.
Yeah, but if you're following the Daily Beast, you're a Satanist. Okay, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that they spend time interviewing even the U.S. Communist Party, which is actually a legal entity, asking them about Donald Trump, and of course they denied that it has any connection with them. But I mean, why does the Daily Beast, on a day like this, take the whole page of their publication to talk about a lawsuit that says that Donald Trump is an Illuminati king? I mean, this is really where we are.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're stretching. The problem is, you see, they've put out trolls all over the place to try to find some kind of dirt. Like, for example, this Machado. And it turns out she is the driver of her boyfriend, who's a drug lord, and killed someone as part of the drug, his things. She's been actually... it's recorded that she actually threatened a judge to kill him, And she had a contract to stay slim, which she was basically had an eating disorder, 116 pounds when she was, quote, queen of the Miss Universe contest. Any beauty contest, if you don't maintain your weight during your term as the queen, it becomes void. You're given like a notice of, hey, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you got to lose the damn weight one way or the other. All these girls are barfing their guts up. I've taken care of beauty queens, and I can tell you they have horrific health. I remember one young girl who's very good looking. This is way back in Calgary in the 1980s, early 1980s. And her family, they were Mormons. And they were really into this idea. And she was tall, very good looking. And she was walking down the runway. And all of a sudden, her tibia shattered. And she brought to the hospital. And I went up to the hospital. I said, what the hell happened? Oh, they did a bone scan on her, DEXA bone scan. Her bones looked moth-eaten. She was like 19. She was eating so little, we figured out it was less than 300 calories a day, that her body was falling apart. And most people don't realize these people can even go into congestive heart failure and die, let alone their bones can literally shatter. So it's not an easy thing to fix it. So I had to give her pulse magnetic field therapy, all kinds of nutrients. And it's not an easy thing. Now, today, I have a lot more knowledge of how to reverse it. Back then, my knowledge was a tiny fraction of what I have now. These people, if they see a conventional doctor, they're finished. They can end up in a nursing home, basically on a striker bed, because they can't even stand up or they'll break. And so this woman, when she says all these things, she's a particularly bad example. So they're reaching because Hillary should be way ahead of the polls, especially against someone like Trump. If someone like you or me, who actually is a normal communicative human being, answered the questions, like today O'Reilly was trying to give pointers to Trump, and Trump would pivot. He wouldn't listen to him. It's like, yeah, I should have. He didn't say, oh, yeah, I really would do a better job next time. No, no. He started answering the question like he was in the debate. It's like, duh. And I know, seeing patients like this, this man has Asperger's autism. He doesn't get it. And he's also narcissistic. He's a little manic. He's extremely successful. He's got good skill sets in his business. But the problem is, a good heart, and he wants to do the right thing for America, but he's got communication skills in his boots, which is why the Democrats are laughing, because this guy, even for people like me that are supporters, are freaking out that he doesn't sit there and listen to O'Reilly, who's very intelligent, trying to give him pointers so he doesn't screw up the next debate. So people need to get it. When they start digging this deep to try to say he's an Illuminati king, it's like, you guys need to stop it. They spent $200 and some million with attack ads on Trump, with the craziest things you can imagine. And from all of his debates and all of the fact that his middle management are women, and his interactions with business for decades with Hispanic people and black people and so on, people don't believe it anymore. In fact, it's reached the point now where the more they attack and the more people say, you know, I know Trump is a screw-up and he doesn't know how to communicate, but I think he's actually a good guy under that. He's just like a blue-collar billionaire, and he's got the communication skills of a rich kid that goes to high school, and the other kids don't want to be his friend because he doesn't know how to communicate. That's what Trump is like, okay? He's like the odd kid that doesn't know how to get in the group. That's what he is. What do you think?
Well, I think that Trump is probably a very also impulsive person.
Exactly. It goes along with his Asperger autism. I can tell you, I could give him nutraceuticals that would even hold his brain.
It's definitely clear to the viewer that also he has put on himself a lot of restraint during the debate with Hillary.
Oh, he put too much restraint. I could give him that nutraceutical medications. I'll give you an example. Brain Mag and Combine. If I just gave him those two to drink 3 times a day and before the debate, you'd see a different man. You'd see a man that would listen, appropriately answer, pivot to take the issue and go change it to another issue and say, hey, Hillary, what about Benghazi? You know, and switch it. He wouldn't tolerate Lester Holt playing these games. He picked up the bait and he ran with it like some kind of stupid kid. And Hillary, I'm sure she's there too with her head tilted back and their eyes batting like blank, blank, blank. I'm thinking, she's just smirking. She was told by her handlers, smile, tilt your head back, look good, don't, you know, and when he says something, just smile and blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, Hillary was well prepared. She didn't have any hardball questions from Lester Holt, who was ridiculous. This guy was probably the worst debate manager I've ever seen. But Trump got a poor score on this. The first half hour, he was pretty good until Lester Holt started putting out the bait, and Hillary would make him chase it. Now, Trump, you need to be on nutraceuticals. If he was on my Combine Brain Mag, you'd see a different man. He'd come out there cool. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't also be making weird gestures. They had the camera on him, and she's standing there blinking her eyes and smiling, and he's there making his face like he's got a lemon in it, and moving his shoulders really weird, and sipping water, you know, over and over again, very nervously, and messing around with the microphones. Like, you know, it's like the debate where they, on the audio between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. If you listen to the audio, he's like, Nixon won. This is, he's obviously won. If you watch the television, you'd say, Kennedy won this, man. He's, so if you look at the visuals of Trump and Hillary, Hillary won. But if you listen to the audio, especially the first half hour, Trump won until he started chasing the debate, like the little mouse chasing the debate on the string of a piece of cheese. And he's got to stop that because he has a form of attention deficit, Asperger syndrome, and his handlers aren't, you don't want to medicate him, you know, on Sylert, Pemulin, or other crap, but you can simply give him some things to stop seizure activity of parts of the brain that would make him behave in a way that is, you would call, unpresidential. How's that? But the man has a capacity to be a very, very good president. He just has some issues.
Well, I hope that he solves them because we are very close to the election.
Well, I'm going to try to get it through to Richard Hull. I'll send some stuff free to Trump. I'll say, listen, just take a sip of this. A little scoop and Brain Mag is
maybe
email free.
Maybe for Mr. Stone.
I'll send some to Mr. Stone and say, look, if you take a scoop of Brain Mag and a scoop of Combine, you could be calm as a cucumber. He won't be moving his shoulders, screwing up his mouth like he's got a lemon in it, or messing with sipping water nervously. And he'll listen to the question and the issue and know how to pivot. Okay, but you know, if I was the guy there instead of Trump, and I had taken my stuff because I have a jug here of all these fancy things. I got Sports Energy Light, Combine Brain Mag. My stuff keeps me calm because I'm pretty damn hyper. You know, but I realize what my problem is. Trump doesn't realize it. That's what's disturbing about this. He just thinks, because he's really successful in business, being manic, which, by the way, if you look at the board director CEOs of all the Fortune 500 companies, every one of them are manic. There's nobody that is manic. I mean, that's just, if you're not driven, if you're not manic, you aren't going to succeed. Now, unfortunately, he has all of this baggage, which kind of makes him look unpresidential. But in fact, he's got a good heart. He's a kind person. He has massive amounts of money, and he wants to rebuild America. Now people say, well, he's an Illuminati king. It's like, how crazy is that, isn't it? How crazy are the statements they make about Trump? It's just, duh, you know, stop it. Why don't they get down to substance? Does Hillary have any substantive things to help the black community? Is she going to help the Hispanics? Is she going to stop terrorism when they blow up a nail bomb in a shopping center or a radiological bomb?
The most sad part of it all is that the recent Islamic attacks, meaning the one in the mall and the other one also in New York, were just swept under the carpet because of the interests of the present Democratic lobby. I mean, we really need to talk about the fact that instead they are getting more and more aggressive.
One of the things that I say on this show, and people, I talked to one gentleman yesterday for quite a while. His name, his handle on his email is God's Hand Grenade, which I think is quite funny. And his first name's Doug, up in Montana. And I said, you know, one of the biggest problems I have with doing the show is people don't challenge me. People criticize me because I interrupt my guests, I talk too fast, I get technical. I act like I freaking know everything. And I don't. But in the areas in which I'm an expert, I do, actually. And that's why when I bring on an expert that says something that's out of hand, I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to tear them apart. Because I don't want my audience being misled by things. But when I get someone an expert in the areas which I'm not, like you are, I want to listen. Here's the point. With the situation that we have right now, we're in a desperate situation. We need to have a program and your books that moves the ball down the road and then prepares our candidates and makes sure they get proper input from us, the people. Trump's not going to govern us. We're going to help to get feedback to govern him so he properly leads us. You know, leadership isn't going to come just from Trump because he's some kind of, you know, got a Swami hat on. It's because we, the public, are going to tell him what we want him to do. And when you listen to Hillary Clinton, she has no policy. She has no experience. And all her experience is, like Trump says, bad experience. The problem is he doesn't pivot and point out that bad experience. I'm hoping the next debate is a lot better. Okay? Anderson Cooper is a much more level.
Should he focus or not on Clinton's extramarital affairs?
No, I don't even think that should be brought up. I'll tell you why. It's irrelevant. I'll tell you what he should face is, number one, when you're talking about 550% more people that are coming into the country with an open border and sanctuary cities, you're going to have major terrorism and dead Americans. When you have a policy that literally created ISIS by pulling them out, and then with the American government are actually, this is by the a journalist that we talked about this yesterday with Hardy Schlanger from Germany, from Berlin, that actually, open journalists have said this, that we're getting direct, these are, by the way, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, in open media have said, America is giving us weapons directly, not through El Nursa, they're flying it in and giving it directly to us, satellite phones, weapons, and they're even now talking about giving the ISIS people man pads, surface-to-air missiles. Now, when the potential enemies, which actually are allies, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, are telling the open news media and overseas, and you're not going to get this here in America, that America and NATO are supporting ISIS, we got a problem, Houston. And, you know, if Trump actually opened up this can of worms, that policies of Obama and Hillary Clinton and previously George Bush created this disaster on purpose as part of PNAC, Project for the New American Century, then maybe things would get better. How's that? How about that? Maybe.
Absolutely.
But right now, things are nuts because we don't get to the root of it. We don't act as informational pathologists. How's that?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes apps.
Welcome. We have Jeff in Idaho. Wants to try and tie a coming documentary calling Killing Reagan, Hinckley's release from jail, and threats against Trump together. Go ahead, Jeff, with your comment or question.
So Hillary in the debate was basically using Lester Holt by doing the bewitched twickling her nose when she needed help to get a softball pitch from Lester Holt.
Right.
And, so what I'm saying is the Bushes basically were involved with Hinckley. Hinckley's released. There's some Masonic number with that. Shimon Peres dies at 93. Iron Dome, Edelson, Knesset, Propaganda, Saturn are all 93 numbers. And all this stuff ties into the Leo's Pope book about trying to bring together this September's thing that was in Israel over the past couple weeks. So can you kind of tie something together with the next couple minutes you got of that, Leo?
Yeah.
In regards to what will happen in the next couple of months, if I'm clear with the question, because well, I think that now the key thing is to understand who is going to take control of the establishment. If, of course, we have the Democrats remaining in power with Hillary, there will be one policy also from Russia. If, fortunately for us, Trump manages to take over the show, then there will be another policy, completely different policy from Russia also. Because if we have to understand that this is a war that is fought in the Middle East, but in reality, as it was in the time of the Cold War, the two main parts that are in conflict here seem to always be Russia and the United States of America. And of course, in the middle, then we have those countries which produce what is still, unfortunately, our main resource, which is oil. That shouldn't be the case, but unfortunately, still is. And we have seen how powerful the Saudi Arabian mafia, because that's what they are, it's right. Still now when the bill when Obama vetoed the 9/11 bill that passed a couple of days ago.
That was overridden, by the way, by Congress. So that means this is a can opener. Once they start really investigating this, it's going to change everything. I think they're going to try further attempts to assassinate Trump. But you remember, this guy's been dealing with mafia types for decades. He has his own private security force, wears level 3 body armor, has a security camera and highly trained staff that are totally separate from the Secret Service. They're not going to get to kill him. It's just not going to happen.
Okay, they will not get to kill him, but in any case, now we find ourselves in front of a moment in which we don't have a clear view of what will happen. Of course, Kissinger is still one of the people in charge of this planet, and Kissinger is the person that probably has more power and of decision over what's going to happen in U.S. politics than the Americans, than the rest of America. Because Henry Kissinger is still the man who helped build this new world order with people like Rockefeller, which we remember is still alive, even if he's a centenarian. These people are extremely old, like George Soros himself, but they seem to still be at the peak of power. Still
exactly. Again, the chain of power
is... Let's hope things will change.
The Prince of Darkness, directly under him is the Pindar. Under him are the Council of the Twelve, including the Vatican and the Jesuits, etc. People need to understand what's really going on here is a satanic takeover of planet Earth as their lease on the planet is ended. And the battle now of Armageddon is a battle to extend the lease and to crush the human race and abort most of us. That's what's going on. People need to understand that Trump is God's last card. Trump card, I call it. And even though he's defective...
I said actually that. I wrote that in my latest edition of Pope Francis' Last Pope in Italy.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe.
For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.